Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You need to be at the Invest Wealth Summit, December 1st through the 3rd in Tampa, Florida. Join Tucker Carlson, Buck Sexton, Dutch Mendenhall, Lisa Booth, Tudor Dixon, and many more. Secure your seat at investwealthsummit.com. 2024 could be your best year financially if you know how to navigate it. Tucker Carlson will be live on stage with Buck Sexton and many more. Do not get left behind. Tickets will sell out. Secure your seat at investwealthsummit.com today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Paul Gregory is the author of The Oswalds, an untold account, you bet it's untold until this book, of Marina and Lee Oswald. It is November 23rd, the day after the murder. The day after the murder, not only of President Kennedy, but Officer Tippit, by Lee Harvey Oswald, who is in custody at the Dallas Police Headquarters, surrounded by tall hats and tall men. However, in these events of these next days, we're going to introduce one new important character, Marguerite. Marguerite is 57 years old, as Paul describes her, dowdy, bespectacled, and a nurse. However, she's lived what Paul characterizes a vagabond life. She was in that class that Pete Gregory gave as a volunteer at the Fort Worth Public Library. She knew him to name him to Lee Harvey Oswald, which is how Lee Oswald got to Pete's office back in 1962. But now she calls Pete Gregory asking for help. Paul, this is another momentous detail that lacks verisimilitude. The Oswald, Marina Oswald and Marguerite Oswald are abducted by Life magazine photographers on the afternoon of the 22nd. Who mean to make them a focus of Life magazine revelations. Time magazine with Kennedy on the cover from 1962, and now Life magazine spirits them to the Adolphus Hotel in Dallas, which you tell me is a luxury hotel. But they know that they can't stay there forever, and the Life photographers are going to get out of the way because, of course, you know, they've got the Secret Service and the FBI and everybody else looking to question them. Because the immediate thought is there's a conspiracy. This man can't have acted alone. Who else knows about this? And they want to talk to the wife and the mother. The Life photographers probably wisely get out of the way by depositing them at the Executive Inn at Dallas Airport. And that's when Marguerite calls your dad. What does she want from your dad, Paul?
She called at 7 a.m. And this would have been the Friday, Saturday. It would be Sunday morning. She said, Mr. Gregory, first of all, she did not want to say who it was on the phone. She called up and said in a whimpering voice, we need help. We need someone to come and help us. Can you perhaps give us shelter? My father answered, well, who are you? She did not want to answer. Then he asked again, who are you? I don't talk to people who do not identify themselves. She said, well, I can't tell you that, but I was a student in your class. At that point, my father realized who this was. It was Marguerite. So he told Marguerite, first of all, he asked, where are you and in what room are you? She answered that question and he said, don't move. Don't do anything. I will come and give you assistance. Pete, at that point, after the phone conversation, called the Secret Service agent who was really in charge of the family, Mike Howard, who's still living, by the way.
Yes, Mike Howard is one of our protagonists, Paul. He's one of the heroes, one of the good guys.
Yeah, no, he's quite a good guy. So anyway, my father called Mike Howard and told him where Marguerite and Marina were. Mike came and picked him up. They then linked up with Robert Oswald, who was driving in from Denton, Texas, and they met sort of halfway between Fort Worth and Dallas on what was then the turnpike. They then went to the Executive Inn, told Marguerite and Marina to pack up. We have to go immediately. Marguerite did not want to go anywhere. She began her campaign to rehabilitate her son, who she said was actually an agent working for the FBI and CIA, and he's not a presidential assassin. In fact, he's a hero who deserves to be, at that point, Lee was still alive. But anyway, she started this story about her son being a hero, and she needed to stay nearby to give him assistance, et cetera, et cetera.
Detail here, Paul. This is the first time your father's focused on Marguerite. Did he have an impression that he left in his memory about how he regarded her at this moment? Because you know very well in your story, she's a major figure here for what happens.
Well, the only thing he knew at that point was that there was this woman who had identified herself as a nurse who came to his language class.
Okay.
So he had no opinion.
Okay. And the Secret Servicemen, Howard and Kunkel, they didn't have an opinion. They just want to get them out of the Executive Inn because the whole world, plus all their photographers, are going to close in on them. And they want to get them to a place where they can start the interrogation right away. So they take them to Six Flags, is my note. Is that correct, Paul? Six Flags.
Yes. It was the Six Flags Inn, which is basically halfway between Fort Worth and Dallas. And it was a hotel which was comprised of villas, so they could order a sort of separate villa, which was away from the other guests.
All right, let's set the scene here. We're in the Six Flags Inn, two rooms, adjacent rooms. There are four women here. There's Marina, her two babies. June is born in February of 62, and Rachel born just a few months before, October of 62. And Marguerite, the mother-in-law, 57, are two Secret Service he-men who are going to protect them, but they have to get to the interrogation. And your dad is critical because Marina knows him. His Russian is perfect. And she's fearful that these are the KGB or that the KGB is coming back because she's had contact with the FBI, especially one agent named Hosty, contacting her or Lee over the last 2 years in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Immediately, they want to know about the picture. What picture, Paul?
This is the famous picture of Lee dressed in black, holding some kind of radical publication for viewing in the photograph, with the assassination rifle and a pistol on his side. This was of great concern to the Secret Service, because if that picture had been taken by someone other than Marina, they likely had a conspiracy on their hands. On the other hand, Marina had been told by Lee that the FBI in particular was the American KGB, and she should be very wary and have no dealings with them.
Now,
it was through my father that she came to understand there's the FBI and the Secret Service. The Secret Service is trying to be helpful. The FBI, you have to worry, stay clear of. And that accelerated the interrogation considerably. Marina did not want to confess that she had taken the photograph, because she figured that would be a death sentence or a life sentence. So she was very, very wary of this interrogation, but at least she knew my father.
Meantime, the world is spinning out of control. The Secret Service man and Pete Gregory and others learn, and Robert Oswald, the older brother, learn that Lee Harvey Oswald has been shot and is dead. They don't tell the women right away, but once they do tell Marina and Marguerite, they insist on going to the Parkland Hospital to view the body. I did not know about the scene. Why do they want to see the body? Do they not believe he's dead?
I think no. My father, when the word first came in that he had been shot, and they did not share this information immediately.
Right.
Later, they did say that he's been shot, but it's not serious. They then went to the sheriff of
Arlington, I believe.
Arlington? No, yeah, no, it wasn't Arlington. In fact, everyone got that wrong. It was not Arlington, but it was there that they learned that Lee was dead, and it was my father who told Marina that Lee is dead. And it was the Secret Service that told Marguerite that her son was dead. And at that point, she started demanding that he be buried in Arlington National Cemetery.
Right. Okay. And they do go to the hospital. They do view the body. He's in rough shape, according to your dad. Then they go back to the hotel because they have to continue the interrogation. And we're going to now turn to the next day, Monday, when the whole world is watching the Kennedy funeral in Washington, on black and white televisions. At the same time, Lee Harvey Oswald, the suspect killer, now we know he was the killer, is to be buried very quietly in Texas. So when we come back, the burial of Lee Harvey Oswald. The book is The Oswalds. Paul Gregory is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
Seeing is believing, and you're not going to believe how bright and vivid the colors are on the Samsung Neo QLED and OLED TVs powered by the Neural Quantum Processor, because this is an audio ad. Unless you can see it, which means you already have one. Nice. Samsung, more wow than ever.
At Solid Core, the joy is in the work. Join us for 12 months of Pilates-inspired reformer workouts and get 25% off your membership. Visit www.solidcore.co to become the strongest version of yourself. We'll see you under the blue lights.